past question, you're allowed to say pass if you don't know. You can either try your answer and try to get points, or you can choose to say, no, I really don't know this, pass. Got it? Okay, what else? Yes, in the middle of each category, we're going to have a listener question. Once again, our call-in number is 510-770-1550. The categories have been given to them just yesterday, I think, yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon. But today's categories are pretty general knowledge, so I don't think they'll have any problem. There was no big preparation to be made. So let's get started. Our first category today is science fiction and fantasy films. I was hoping that you guys would like it because I have a 12-year-old and she's very into science fiction and fantasy. So let's do a quick buzzer check. First, let's have Lohit, Gaurav, and Arush. Okay, everybody's buzzers are working. As you, the guys are actually familiar with this buzzer because of some past competitions. So for our listeners at home, the buzzer actually tells me who buzzed first and only that person gets to answer. I'm going to keep it right here so everyone can see whose buzzer lit up. Lohit, can you see it? You're the furthest away.
Yeah,
all right. So we're getting ready to start our quiz today. This is 10 points and 5 points. Okay? All right. First question in our category, science fiction and fantasy films. Which famous science fiction series features Luke, Leia?
Star Wars.
Star Wars is right. Gaurav was super fast on the buzzer. So guys, you know how fast he is now. Beware. Okay, question number two. In which Marvel movie did Thor and...
Thor the Dark Lord?
Nope, you didn't let me finish the question. So, minus 5, you owe me 5 points. And now, since I didn't finish the question is open to Gaurav and Lohit for buzzing in. It's not a past question, okay? In which Marvel movie did Thor and Iron Man come together?
The Avengers.
That is right, Lohit. You told me you didn't watch too many movies, but you got that right. All right. Let's make sure he gets his points. If you can't reach it, here's another one. Thank you, Michael. Question number three. Which series features a school for mutants? Which series features a school for mutants? A school for mutants... with the principal being Xavier. Principal Xavier also has the school, has one of the teachers of the school is Wolverine. Which series features a school for mutants, people with special powers? There are lots of parents out there saying, I know that answer. No, blank. X-Men. Alright, question number four. Which bird is Katniss Everdeen associated with?
Mockingjay.
Told you, it's going to be easy. If you haven't seen the X-Men series, I highly recommend it. It's PG-13, but come on. All right. Question number five. Name this blockbuster movie where an alien race called the Na'vi live in a planet
Avatar.
Called... Avatar is right. Didn't even need to tell them that they lived in a planet called Pandora. Okay, question number six. Which epic film series features a dragon named...
The Hobbit.
I didn't have to say Smaug, but you are right. Gaurav again. Okay, Lohit and Arush are getting a sense of Gaurav's buzzer skills.
That is
all right, question number seven. Which new movie is a remake of Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park?
Jurassic World?
Absolutely right. Jurassic World it is. By the way, Gaurav, I think your answers are a little soft, so make sure that they're loud in and into the mic. All right. Question number eight. Which recent movie featured a tree-like alien named Groot?
The Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yep. I'm telling you, today's entire episode is rewarding chilled-out dudes who watch movies. All right. Question number nine. This movie stars Sandra Bullock and George Clooney as astronauts.
Interstellar?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. And sees them stranded in... I didn't finish this, so again, it's open for buzzer now for Arush and Lohit only. This movie stars Sandra Bullock and George Clooney as astronauts and sees them stranded in space after...
Gravity?
Gravity is right. You owe me 5 points, so here is 5.
Thank you.
All right. Question number 10. This movie series features characters named Leonardo, Michelangelo,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That is correct. All right, so that was the end of our science fiction and fantasy film category for our participants. But now it's time for the question for our listeners. Once again, our call-in number is 510-770-1550. Here we go. Here's our listener question, same category, science fiction and fantasy film. To which superhero does someone say, with great power comes great responsibility? Everybody at home knows, I mean everybody in the studio knows this, but this is a question for the kids at home. To which superhero does someone say, with great power comes great responsibility? All right, let's take our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Spider-Man.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is Spider-Man.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pankaji and I think the answer is Spider-Man.
What's your name?
Pankaji.
How do you spell that?
P-U-N-K-8-U-R-I.
Pankaji. Wow, what a lovely name. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea and I think the answer is Spider-Man.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ronak and I think the answer is Spider-Man.
Thank you, Ronak. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi and I think the answer is Spider-Man.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is a stupid girl and the answer is Spider-Man and my sister wants to talk.
Go ahead. Hi, Anna.
Hello, my name is Anna and the answer is Spider-Man.
Thank you, Anna. Hi, you're on the air.
I think it's Spider-Man. My name is Akshat.
Akshat. Okay, thank you, Akshat. And last caller for our first question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shiraj and the answer is Spider-Man.
Thank you, Shiraj. Shiraj was the last caller for question number one. I can see there are still some people trying to get through. If you are one of them, don't worry. We have two more questions at the end of category of rounds two and three. So you'll get your chance again. Just note down your call-in number for if you've just been trying to listen to the show, 510-770-1550. This is your host, Vidya, with the Safari Quiz Show. We're going to take a break now. Jiye Ja.
Savaj Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. I'm your host Vidya here with Lohit, Gaurav and Arush, friends at the Fallon Middle School in Dublin. And it's great to have them here. We just finished our first category, science fiction and fantasy films. And our listener question for that one was, to which superhero does someone say, with great power comes great responsibility? And everyone got it right. It was indeed Spider-Man. And from all the correct answers, Arush has picked the winner. Arush, who's the winner of our first listener question?
The winner of the first listener question is Yash.
Yash, all right. Yash, write to us at the Safari Quiz Show, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to mention today's episode date, the question, the answer, and your name and information. All right. So let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Lohit, how many points do you have?
I have 20 points.
Gaurav?
55.
And Arush?
5
points. But you know what? We've had lots of interesting turnarounds in this show before. So this is nothing because we have 20 more questions left. All right. Are you guys ready for our next category?
Yes.
This category is Animal Cannibals. Animal Cannibals. I thought it would appeal to our gory boys. All right. Are you guys ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Lohit? Awesome. These guys are absolutely in tune. So let's do our first question in our category, Animal Cannibals. For those of you who don't know what a cannibal means, who are listening on the show, a cannibal is a creature that eats its own kind. And that means if a human being eats another human being, yikes, yes they do sometimes, that's called cannibalism. So we're talking about animal cannibals. It means animals who eat their own kind. All right. Question number one. These beautiful white animals that appear...
Polar bears.
Wow, I didn't even finish the question. That's right, polar bears. They have been known to eat their own babies. Cool. All right, question number two. This spider is given this name because...
Black Widow spider?
Black Widow, very good. It's called a Black Widow because sometimes it eats its own mate. Alright, question number 3. These farm animals have been known to eat their own eggs.
Chickens?
Chickens, very good. Especially if they're feeling deficient in calcium. So, to all those people who are raising chickens, please make sure you feed your animals well. Otherwise, they'll be eating their own eggs. Question number 4. This pet animal has been known to eat its own children during childbirth.
Cats.
Cats. Awesome. 10 points, Arush. Well done. Question number 5. These large red crustaceans have been observed eating...
Lobsters?
Who is
lobster.
This? This was Gaurav. Lobster is right. Lobsters have been observed eating each other when there are too many of them. Yeah, but why go further for food, right? You've got food right there. Extra lobsters lying around. Okay. Question number 6. This creature eats its own arm sometimes when it is stressed or if the arm is infected. Luckily, it can do that because it has 8 of them.
Octopus.
Octopus is right. So, stressed out octopuses can sometimes eat their own arms. In the wild, this is not a problem because they are able to grow them back. In captivity, it's a problem because they're not able to, because they're stressed out and the wound gets infected. So it's really bad for them. Animals are not meant to be kept in cages, right? That's why. Question number 7. Some kinds of these amphibians eat anything that moves, including their own...
Bullfrogs
specifically, yes. Bullfrogs. There's some tree frogs also who do that. 10 points to Gaurav. Good job. Question number 8. This snake exclusively eats...
Python?
No, that is not correct. Are we talking about an animal that doesn't eat anything else? Minus 5? Hang on. The question now passes to Gaurav, actually. This snake only eats other snakes, actually. It doesn't eat anything else. Gaurav, if you don't know, you can say pass or
half.
You can try. Arush, you want to take a shot? Yeah, go ahead.
King cobra?
I think it's the king snake, but I'm going to give you 5 points there because even I'm a little unsure if the king cobra also does the same thing. I think it's king snake. All right, question number 9. 2 separate reddish-brown great apes were recently observed eating the bodies of their dead babies.
I don't know how to... Organotron, something like that.
You have to pronounce it somewhat correctly. I think I know what you're trying to get aim for, but you have to give me the name. Question minus 5. Minus 5, Gaurav. Question passes to Arush.
Orangutan.
Here you go. All right. So that was a very sad story. This is not a behavior that's been observed in them before. But recently in Indonesia, they observed 2 separate orangutans exhibiting this behavior. And again, they think it's because of the stress that we human beings are putting on their populations in the jungles. Okay. Question number 10. This honey-producing insect eats its own eggs...
Wasp?
No. Minus 5. Eats its own eggs to reduce competition. Question passes to Gaurav. This honey-producing insect...
Bees.
Yes. Wasps don't produce honey. All right. So with that, we come to the end of our gory category, animal cannibals. And we come to our listener question. Listener questions, the call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here we go. This is the listener question. The sand tiger variety of this marine mammal eats its brothers and sisters while it is still in the mother's tummy. The sand tiger variety of this marine animal eats its own brothers and sisters while it's in its mother's tummy. So when it comes out, it is the king of all its siblings because it has eaten the others. Gory stuff, huh, Michael? Yeah, so let's go to our first caller. No. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Snoopy Valora, and I think it is tiger shark.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air. Let's go with the question again. The sand tiger variety of this marine mammal eats its brothers and sisters while it is still in the mother's tummy. So it's almost survival of the fittest happens right from even before birth. So that's amazing. And I see it has zapped our listeners completely. Okay, here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello,
Hi, you're on the air.
I think it's short. My name is Akshat.
Thank you, Akshat. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think the answer is tiger shark.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Dikhandu, and I want to ask a question. I think...
No, answer.
I think it's a white tiger.
White tiger? And what was your name? Ditendu?
Ditendu.
Okay, thank you, Ditendu. I think I got that name right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is shark.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think it's a Siberian tiger.
Thank you, Ayush. Now, we had another Ayush, so what's your last name?
Padgare.
K? K is the initial?
B.
Okay. Thank you, Ayush. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and I think the answer is a shark.
What's your name again?
Rahul.
Rahul. Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Juhi, and I think the answer is shark.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashma, and the answer is tiger shark.
Thank you, Aishna. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is sand tiger shark.
Thank you, Tanisha. Tanisha was the last caller for our second listener question. If you're still trying to call in, try again after our third listener question, which we'll do after our third category.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija.
Safari Jija.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program, whose information can be found at safarikidusa.com. safarikidusa.com. I'm sure you guys have been listening to the Safari Kid ads on the show, but I just want to say, if you have a kid who's interested in preschool and or an after school program, they have a really fun program which really emphasizes learning through fun. So do check them out, and I'm sure wherever you are in the Bay Area, you're going to find a location that's close to you. Okay, so our last category was a really fun one called Animal Cannibals, and the kids did really well on that. And our listener question was, the sand tiger variety of this marine mammal eats its brothers and sisters while it's still in the mother's stomach. And the answer to that was indeed shark. A lot of you got it right from all the correct answers. This time it was Gaurav's turn to pick the winner. So Gaurav, who was the winner of our second listener question?
The winner of the second listener question is Juhi.
Juhi, all right. Juhi, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention today's episode, the question, answer, and your contact information. By the way, I checked my email during the break and I noticed that Yash has already sent in his answer. So awesome job. Juhi, can you do that too? The sooner you send in your replies, preferably today, the easier it makes it for Miss Anu to send you your prizes next week. Okay, so let's see how the kids did in the studio. They did much better, so I'm sure the score reflects that. Lohit, how many points do you have?
I got 30 points.
30 points. What about you, Gaurav?
85.
And Arush?
I have 35 points.
35 points. All right. So this is getting to be a little bit closer. So let's see how they do in our last category for the day, which is famous fictional villains. And of course, we've kept it in mind that these are kids and we're going to be asking appropriately, because I found some really nasty people which I'm sure they've never heard of. So this is all kid-friendly villains. Okay, so let's do a quick buzzer check before we start the round. Awesome. Ready for the first question?
Yeah.
Okay. Bruce is the nickname given to the scary creature from the movie Jaws. Also the same creature in Finding Nemo.
The shark?
The shark, the great white shark. In fact, I think that's why in Finding Nemo they named him Bruce. Because while Jaws was being filmed, the crew called the plastic shark Bruce for fun. All right, question number two. Powerful being from Norse mythology who is a half-brother to Thor. Powerful being...
Loki?
Loki, very good. Go. Question number three. He who shall not be named from the Harry Potter books.
Lord Voldemort.
Yep, you got that. Now you've gone and named him, huh? You're in trouble. Question number four. Do villains really ever die?
No.
I don't think so. Okay, question number 4. Famous vampire who inspired...
Count Dracula?
That's correct. Who inspired Sesame Street's Count. Question number 5. Face-painted villain from the Batman world...
Joker.
Joker, very good. Who looks like he's always smiling. Question number 6. Character from The Wizard of Oz who melts when water is thrown on her. Character from The Wizard of Oz who melts when water is thrown on her. Michael, do you know this one? What?
The Green Witch?
Minus 5. Close though. Question passes to Arush.
Pass.
And Lohit?
Pass.
The Wicked Witch of the West. Character who's best known for saying, I am your father.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Yes, he doesn't actually say, Luke, I am your father. He says, I am your father. Okay, question number 8. Villain in the first movie, this character becomes a hero in the second, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger both times. Villain in the first movie, this character becomes a hero in the second, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger both times. And it was remade recently. The whole series was rebooted. And I believe that there is a sequel coming where Arnold Schwarzenegger actually is going to play a small part. I don't know what he's going to do, but he is. So he was a villain in the first movie. And it's the movie is the name of the character. Then that's the name of the movie and the name of the character. And he becomes a hero in the second. The character is played by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The heroine's name is Sarah Connor. Ooh, it's on the tip of everybody's tongue, but they can't get it out. Okay. I'll give you another clue. It sounds like someone who gets rid of bugs.
Terminator.
Terminator. Very good. Not an exterminator. Terminator. Okay. Arch-villain and Superman's nemesis. Superman's nemesis and arch-enemy. Superman's nemesis and arch-enemy played by Gene Hackman, I think, in the older movies. But these guys wouldn't know. Who's Superman's arch-enemy? Human being. Superman's arch-enemy. So you can see Batman is a way more popular franchise than Superman.
Yeah.
I can understand why, too. Superman's such a wimpy fellow. Even though he has more powers. So, you know, there's a Superman versus Batman movie coming up.
Yeah.
Who do you think will win?
Batman.
How?
Because he's way more powerful.
Yep. How? He doesn't have his own powers.
His belt has kryptonite.
And
Superman can't withstand that.
But he can't, like, fly fast enough to change time, you know, the way Superman can do. He can run around, he can fly around
Batman
the Earth so fast.
Batman has too much technology.
Too much technology? You think technology is better than innate powers?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
Why are we talking about this?
Oh. Because I'm interested in knowing your opinion.
What was the question again?
Arch enemy for Superman. Superman's arch enemy. No? Lex Luthor.
Oh.
Lex Luthor. Oh, yes. Okay. Character who kills his own brother and attempts to kill his nephew in Disney's Lion King. Character who kills
Scar?
His... Scar. Very good. And that was the last question of the day. And it's time for our listener question now. We're still in the category Famous Fictional Villains. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Character who wanted to make a coat of puppy dog skin, specifically 101 of them. Character who wanted to make a coat of puppy dog skin, specifically 101 of them. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
My name is Anaka, and I think the answer is 101 Dalmatians.
I was looking for the character's name. Let's go on to the next caller. We're talking about villains. Hi, you're on the air.
I think it's Cruella de Vil, and my name is Akshat.
Thank you, Akshat. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Cruella de Vil.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Astuti, and the answer is Cruella, and my sister wants to talk.
Hi, Anna.
My name is Arna,
And the answer is Kalila.
Okay, let's move on to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Kalila Dibel.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Alok, and I should answer Kalila Dibel.
What's your name again?
Alok.
Alok?
Yeah.
Alok. Oh, welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut, and I think that the answer is Cruella DeVille.
Vishrut, did you write to us to participate on the show?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll get you on very soon. I'm looking forward to that. All right, let's move on to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Raj, and I think the answer is Cruella.
And what's your name again? Shiraj?
Jasraj.
Oh, welcome to the show, Jasraj. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, we'll get you on very soon.
Hi, my name is Aryan and my answer is Cruella DeVille.
Thank you, Aryan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Cruella DeVille.
Thank you, Madhav. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Tanisha and the answer is Cruella DeVille.
Cruella? Thank you, Tanisha. And Tanisha was the last caller for this question. We're going to come back, and when we come back, Lohit will pick the winner for our last listener question, and we'll see who won in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja
Savaj Ki Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja
Savaj Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, we're done with our show. It's time to just hand out all our prizes. Before we went on break, we did our last question in our category famous fictional villains. The question was, who is this person who likes to make a coat out of puppy dogs? And the answer was indeed Cruella de Vil, a very famous Disney villain. And from all the correct answers this time, it was Lohit's turn to pick a winner. Lohit, who was the winner of our third listener question?
The winner of the third listener question was Vishrut.
Vishrut, what luck. All right, we hope to see you in the studio sometime. But for now, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and let us know you won today with the question and the answer. And I want to say a big thank you to Juhi, who won the last question and immediately wrote to us. So I've got her email in place too. So that kind of speed is something that I love. Michael pointed out something to me when we went on break. He said, I misspoke and said marine mammal when I was looking for... Michael, that was your misspeaking now. But I said marine mammal when I meant to say marine animal when I was looking for the answer shark. Apologies for that. Kids out there, a shark is not a mammal. A shark is simply a marine animal. All right. So now it's time to see how the kids in the studio did. Lohit, how many points do you have?
I have 60 points.
60 points. Awesome job. What about you, Gaurav?
120.
Whoa, 120 points. Ran away with it. And what about you, Arush?
45.
45. All right. Everybody did really well. Congratulations to everyone. Big congratulations to Gaurav. Since we have time today, just want to mention one more time, please do send us your musical performances by your kids. We'll accept them in MP3, Wave, YouTube, MP4, or if they would like to come and perform live in the studio, we would love to have them. So all you music-loving parents, uncles, aunts, grandmas, teachers, kids out there, this is the place to get yourself heard. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com is the email to which you send all your stuff. All right, that brings us to the end of our show for today. If you want to participate on the show, again, write to us at SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. The show is produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune is composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Savar Kiye Ja.
Sayare sacha bole ta jhuta mahiyare daman mein samete andhe.
पैसों के जिंदगानी बनाया है तुझे, रूठे रब को मना के आसमां को झुका के जिंदगानी बनाया है तुझे। तू मिला जिस तरह सबा मिले, तू मिला जिस तरह सिला मिले, जिस तरह दुआ मिले बाखुदा। तू मिला तो जैसे मैं जी गया, तू मिला मुकम्मल मैं हो गया, तू मिला तो फैला है नूर सा बाखुदा। महसूस कर तेरे पास हूँ मैं सदा, तुझसे नहीं हो सकता मैं पल भर भी अब जुदा।